Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It is Wednesday, August the 10th, and my goodness, Bonnie Pintozzi, if ever there were a time in your life to have a travel agent, it would be if you were trying to fly Delta the last 2 to 3 days, correct?
You think?
I think so. Yes.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. Bonnie, I can't imagine what those the travelers are feeling like, but also what the people, the good people at the front lines of Delta must be feeling.
I agree with you. I think it's those gate agents, it's the ticket counters, it's all those people who all come together to try to take something that is so massive mm-hmm. when the system completely goes down. And, you know, I know it's frustrating, and I know sometimes people get up to a counter and are just besides themselves because they need to get someplace and ever. But they are the ones that are trying the hardest to get back online, get everything done. I heard the other day they were handwriting tickets. Do you know the last time airlines or anybody hand wrote a ticket?
Oh, I'm assuming that this we're going on decades and decades.
Oh yeah, I didn't blow the dust off the ticket stock. I mean, it is really an old. But they were doing everything they can.
I'm sure the agents loved that too, writing out the handwritten ticket.
I'm sure all the new agents never saw one before. So.
Some of them can't even write. Right?
You have to write in cursive on these.
Certainly, but I will tell you that we are seeing more and more flights get back online. Yes, we've had a lot of calls. Yes, we are helping as much as we can. The fact that we ran a report, or our company has an automated report, we were able to see where our clients were and who was departing and everything. Mm-hmm. So when we're touching base, we're trying to figure out how we're helping out with not only the Delta vacation side, because that includes air, mm-hmm. and also the opportunity to try to figure out what options are out there. It a lot of the times, it really depends on what's happening at the airport.
Yeah.
Because some airports might be busing mm-hmm. people down to catch a flight in a hub city to catch an international flight or whatever. So they're making decisions based on all that. Glad to hear, and you know too, that Traverse City is kind of back on with flights operating in and out, which is great. But we can give options, we can show, but we can't at this stage book on another airline. That's the one thing that the airlines in this capacity, Delta, would have to do that.
Okay.
But what we were finding is we were giving up-to-date information as it was coming to us. We were telling our clients, okay, now this is the flight we're showing at this point operating. But at the same time, here's a couple other flights on other airlines mm-hmm. that operating around that time. Go a little bit armed with information when you're standing in line with the ticket counter type
you know,
of thing.
Just a few weeks ago, Southwest Airlines had an issue. Is this something with, I mean, are we dealing with, these are naturally occurring situations, or are all the airlines now going, oh, red alert, we might want to check up our power supply and make sure we have a backup supply and make sure that we're up to date?
I think they're all looking at it carefully, especially when it comes out in the news that, you know, Delta, for instance, hasn't, you know, updated certain things in quite a while. My guesstimate, that's kind of throughout the airline industry. Mm-hmm. If you remember, there were years that the airline industry was really losing a lot of money.
It was in rough shape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, this is a rude awakening, literally, but it's something that I guarantee you Delta's got to be looking at carefully now, too.
Well, when we broke, talked about the story, Colleen and I, on Monday, we both said, this is why you have a travel agent.
Oh, thank you. I agree with
you. Because even if it's something where, you know, you can't do anything right away, if you have a travel agent from the Travel Authority, they will be on the phone with you, talking you down and saying it's going to be okay.
Well, and I mean, that's the first point right there, is that you can actually get a human being on the telephone mm-hmm. to walk you through what to do. You know how long the people must have been on hold to get some sort of automated message straight from the airline the other day. You're not going to be talking to a human being for a really long time.
It'll sound like this. If you are stranded at an airport... good luck.
Yeah, it really, that's probably the most frustrating. Any type of service you go to buy and you get on hold. I will tell you that we were on hold on behalf of our clients, too, for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
So doing things like that, we have certain desks that we can call that get us to locations. But in general, it's something that, like you said, you try to talk people down, but you try to also figure out options mm-hmm. as well. And, you know, the airline Delta is giving a $200, you know, voucher to people mm-hmm. for future travel. We immediately get waiver information. We immediately understand the reaccommodations. Yeah. I mean, that came out to us immediately from Delta Airlines. You can do this. You can rebook here. There's no fees here. All okay. that type of stuff. So at least we know that going in.
Were they also refunding people who missed flights and things like that? I think I read that they were refunding, plus you got the travel voucher.
Yes, they were doing refunding because they couldn't operate. And let's say people were going down, and that's specifically yeah. during those time periods.
Sure, sure.
That's the travel dates.
Well, it's good to know. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up in the conversation about what happened or didn't happen in the air.
Well, we'll bring you we have in studio an industry leader
yes,
who might be able
did.
To share a little thought or two when I put her on the spot about airline ticketing, too. Today we have Lisa Presley. No relation, Crystal, because I'm already thinking about the, you know, music for Elvis, but
are
that's okay.
Are you Lisa Marie Presley?
I am not.
You are not. I'm sure you've never heard that before, Lisa.
I have a whole repertoire of answers for that.
But Lisa Presley is the business development manager for Norwegian Cruise Line. And just to spend a second or two on the airline side, that impacts the cruise lines, obviously, because of the ticketing.
Definitely. The nice thing about booking your air, if you book it through the cruise line, though, we know where you're at, and that makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. If you book it solo, we have no clue where you are. And if you're not at the pier when the ship sails, we just consider you a no-show. So at least if you've booked it through us, we will try and help you through your air arrangements to get you there also.
So in our partnership with yeah. the cruise lines is the fact that we see somebody going on a cruise, we're on the phone with them too because mm-hmm. we know what's happening with their air as well.
Bonnie has me on speed dial, by the way.
I love that. Lisa, I'm going to give you one of my worst nightmares, okay? Nightmare scenario. I'm ready to go on a beautiful Norwegian cruise line experience. I'm running late.
Oh.
I'm running at the dock, and I see it's floating away from me, and then I wake up. That's like a big, huge nightmare that happens. Is this why you always recommend travel insurance and things like that?
Sometimes travel insurance won't even help you with
won't
that.
Won't even help you with that.
Depends on where you are at the time where the ship is sailing away and you're running to the dock.
I've seriously had that dream more often than I care to admit because I worry about that. I'm always constantly worried that I'm going to be late. I'm not going to be there on time. And then the boat and my whole vacation, my whole experience just drifts away.
Well, that's why you book through the travel authority. You have a travel agent that has you down into the city where mm-hmm. your ship is departing on time.
Yes.
You get there 4 or 5 hours early. You've
yes.
got plenty of time. Get to the ship. Relax. Enjoy before you
just
sail
hang
away.
Out. Yes.
Well, I have visions of you being in a port. And
yeah.
And that's taking off out of that port, too.
Yeah.
But
and that happens.
That happens.
That has happened before?
Oh, numerous times. It happens pretty close almost every sailing.
What do you do?
The guests that are on port mm-hmm. and are waving to the ship as it's sailing away have to make arrangements to get to the next port of call
oh, wow.
to be able to catch up to the ship.
Wow.
Occasionally, they will find somebody at the pier that will take them out to the ship.
Okay.
But the ship has to agree to it.
Uh-huh.
And the captain, 9 times out of 10, will say, hey, you should have been here. You know,
yeah.
you hear the ship's whistle the first time, you should be on your way to the dock.
Right.
You hear it the second time, you're waving to the posterior of it as she's sailing away.
So you should just know how to tell time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And you have
and
to
watch
pay attention.
Your alcohol consumption
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Famous
but you,
last
you have
words.
To pay attention to ship's time.
So can you do things like you would on sometimes at an airport? Can you get on another boat to get you to the next port?
You can if you can find one. That's
right.
the challenge.
Right.
Nine times out of 10, you're going to have to fly because the mm-hmm. next port is quite a distance away. And so you've got that added
like an overnight, so you'd have to sleep overnight on it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that cost is all up to you.
And that's, I mean, these are some of the reasons that you do have, especially if you're not familiar with traveling or if you've never taken you've been on a cruise before. Go through the Travel Authority because, Bonnie, you and the rest of the folks at the Travel Authority will walk you through and say, here's how you want to do this. Yes,
right.
We're going to depart at 5 p.m. from mm-hmm. that port. I want you on the dock by 3:30.
Yes, I would agree. And we talk about, you know, the starting of in the actual terminal, you know, as far as when they can check in. And mm-hmm. that's hours before.
Yeah.
So why would you cut your time so tight? When you can get on the ship, okay, after they offload the previous passengers and mm-hmm. everything like that, and customs is ready, you can get on, you can enjoy a meal, you can be having fun already.
Right.
You can, you know, get familiar with the ship. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to wait until the last possible moment.
And you don't want to be Crystal in her dream running.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. I will tell you a funny story. And Lisa knows the story. We had a group on a Hawaii sailing on NCL, and they decided to get married over there, and they had been on previous groups that we did. So a lot of the people who had been to Alaska or different things like that said, oh, we're going to join. This is too much fun. So we had about a group of 50, and they got married in Maui. So we mm-hmm. took off out of Honolulu, and we will talk about that wonderful sailing that goes on out of Hawaii, unique to NCL. And so we got into, you know, Maui is one of the ports. We get off. There's a whole bunch of cars waiting to rental because we had to go to across the overside of the other area to the Kaanapali Beach Hotel, which is a very authentic Hawaiian. We had the wedding on the beach.
Oh, wow.
We're you know, having an enjoyable time. It was wonderful. We're having a few Mai Tais, and I look at my watch and went, yep, we're out of here.
Oh.
So so we go back across because it's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we drop the cars. I mean, literally drop the cars. And here's all the guests that decided they wanted to go that were on the cruise. They're all running. I'm running. The bride and groom are running. Here's the bridal dress and everything. And everybody on the decks up top are all waving and going, yeah, go, go, go. And we got on and they said, okay, we're sailing.
Oh, well, that was 50 people.
So that's a real life thing, not your dream.
Yeah, that really happened.
Okay.
That really happened.
But let's get into Norwegian Cruise Line because there's so much to talk about. And I've asked Lisa to just... Norwegian Cruise Line has been around forever. You were the first to start a lot of stuff. But let's talk about why. Why what we call NCL?
Well, Norwegian is entirely different if you sail with us versus sailing on any of our competitors. One of the reasons is we are a freestyle ship. And when I say freestyle, what that means is our guests can choose to have dinner wherever and whenever they'd like. And kind of relating back to Bonnie's story about running to the ship to get on board, mm-hmm. if she would have had a set dining time at 6:30, she would have been in trouble because she might have gotten onto the ship at 6 and had no time to change and shower and make it to dinner. On Norwegian, you have the opportunity to dine whenever you want. So if you want to have dinner at 6:30, at 6, at 5, whatever.
I like that.
It's totally up to you. Our ships are purposely built for it, so we don't have a small area set aside like a lot of our competitors do. All of our dining rooms are that way.
Nobody can put my stomach on a schedule.
Exactly.
So this is really important to me.
Or put you in the corner table, right?
Well, and remember this, too. When you're on vacation, you don't know what the day will hold for you.
No.
How busy you'll get. Or
exactly.
Maybe you eat when you're on land somewhere and mm-hmm. you're not ready to sit down 10 minutes after you get back on the
right.
boat. I love this.
Yeah.
Well,
this
they
way of
invented
dining.
Freestyle yeah. cruising.
Absolutely
they really did.
Love
so,
it.
I mean, that's a first. And you have other firsts that are going to be interesting to tell our listeners about, too.
We have a lot of things going on at Norwegian, and it's one of those opportunities for us to always have changes. The newer ship that we brought out last November called the Escape, we have a partnership with Jimmy Buffett on the ship. So we have a Margaritaville.
Like the real Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, real Jimmy Buffett. We have a Margaritaville at sea. We have a 5 o'clock somewhere bar. And we are going to continue to put the Margaritavilles on additional ships as they progress throughout the year. We're making a lot of changes on our ships. We are putting $400 million worth of renovations into our ships. We've increased the luxury of the food product. it's amazing. Our food that we have on board our ships is just absolutely phenomenal. Anywhere from having the hamburger at Margaritaville, going to, how many people watch The Iron Chef?
Oh, yeah.
Jose Garces has two restaurants on our ships.
So this is a food ship.
Oh, it's good for foodies. It's good for if you like a cocktail or two, too, because Michael Mondavi has a wine bar on board.
Wow.
And we also have a brewery, which I think is absolutely phenomenal because there's a beer from Michigan on board. There's a beer from Founders right on the Escape on tap.
That's very cool.
I thought they did it just for me when I walked on the ship and went in there and went, oh, my gosh, you guys, you know, that's just because, you know, I live in Michigan. But no, unfortunately,
I can't take credit. They did do it just for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I will continue to think
Crystal's next dream, that will come out.
Yes, it will. It'll be, wow, I have my own beer line. I wanted to ask a little bit about when it comes to the cruising experience. You guys have music-themed cruises, and you already said that with Jimmy Buffett.
Correct.
You know, sometimes people think only about the port experience when they're cruising, and they forget a little bit about the entertainment and the nightlife, and that you do have a floating city.
Oh, definitely.
Tell me a little bit about that entertainment.
Depending on the ship, the entertainment is different on each one of them. We have the opportunity to offer comedy shows. We've got Howl at the Moon, which is just absolutely hysterical. But I want to say, if you're on board one of our ships and you want to go to a comedy show, that is when you do need to make reservations at, because it fills up really, really quickly. We have everywhere from Broadway musicals on board, and these are actual Broadway shows. They're the full productions, and the people that are the cast in these shows are right off of Broadway. They actually rotate them every few months, so you're seeing the exact same show that you would pay for if you were in New York, and we know those tickets are not inexpensive.
Exactly.
Not inexpensive at all.
And that's why cruising is such a great value, because you've got your entertainment included, you have your food included, you've got your sleeping quarters included, and you're waking up each day and you're somewhere new. It really is a great vacation. But going back to the entertainment, we have all types of activities to keep the family entertained, too. We have a fabulous kids program. So if the parents want to go to one of the Broadway shows and don't want to bring one of the kids on board, they can put them in our Splash Academy. And we also have an opportunity for the kids to, or for babysitting on the Escape. We have a nursery right on board, too. So babies 6 months and older. So if the parents want to go out and have a nice leisurely dinner, they could put the baby into the nursery and just go ahead and have some adult time.
You know, I love it. And I love, too, I'm looking at your website right now, which is ncl.com. Very easy. ncl.com. And one of the other dreams that I've had, let's just get into my psyche here with all of my dreams, is a dream where I literally skip the holidays because I'm off cruising. And you have these holiday travels where I'm like, sorry, I'm skipping Christmas. I'm on a boat. You offer that. And
we
so
do.
Apparently a lot of people want to skip Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever it is. I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one. You would be surrounded by, a few thousand people. But they are popular. In fact, a lot of them, and we were speaking last night at dinner, a lot of our multi-generational cruises happen around that. Because they really, it's a great, a lot of the grandparents say, let's go do this for Christmas.
See,
I love that. Exactly.
I mean, I think I would much, because I love Christmas. I really do. But I think I would much rather be with the whole family on a boat somewhere tropical for Christmas. Wouldn't that be great?
And it's festive. I mean, you don't lose that spirit during the holidays at all.
And you don't have to cook and you don't have to clean.
Do you have a Santa Claus?
We do.
Yes.
Yes, there's always a Santa on the ship. And the ships are extremely decorated.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we go all out for
the
holidays.
But I don't have to go all out because you do it.
Correct. We've done it all for you. All you have to do is enjoy your vacation.
No putting up, no taking down.
Exactly.
Nothing.
And you even have a Festivus cruise.
Oh,
The Festivus Miracle. I love it so much.
Is that for real?
It's for real.
Yes,
you do.
Yes.
And that was another first. NCL, years back, was the first that started doing theme cruises.
Yes, we were. And we continued to build that as we go forward more and more.
Well, obviously everything that that you offer, as Bonnie keeps pointing out, you were one of the first, or if not the first, to do it. Does it feel, as far as the people that you're working for with Norwegian, if you're a trendsetter like that, you're always the one that people are looking to with the next big thing.
Correct. And we always have something coming down the pipeline. And in fact, I can't. It's not a secret any longer, but we do have a new ship that's coming out in 2017 called the Norwegian Joy. She's going to be based in the Asian market, though, and this ship actually has a go-kart track on it. It's a two-story go-kart track.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I need to go to that ship. This is amazing. I love it.
And then absolutely, you've got, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about the Norwegian Escape, but, you know, what began in May of this year, this is something a little different. You're departing Miami at 7 p.m.
Yes, correct. And that gives our guests a longer time to get down to Miami. So, see, you wouldn't have to worry about running and being late. If you made it to Miami by noon, you're fine.
I'm fine. I'm in Miami at noon.
You're good.
Exactly.
You're good. And you can still board the ship as soon as she clears. And she usually clears around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and the guests can get on board. So this way, departing at 7, you don't feel that you're going to have a heart attack if you get to the airport at 4 and you're not going to be able to make it down
and
there
we,
in time.
Yeah. And we still always recommend you try to go in the day before.
Oh, right.
I mean, obviously, we can't control what happens in an airline or weather. And then you get to relax, you know, and get, you know, stay, you know, ahead of time and then just get up leisurely at breakfast. Go on over to the cruise line, you know, get all that stuff. So it starts that vacation experience calmly.
And you're not rushing.
Exactly.
Love that. Yes.
And interesting enough, Bonnie, I'm going to segue into one of our promotions that we have right now. Mm-hmm. We actually are offering an opportunity for a pre-night hotel stay on our Hawaii sailings. We are the only ship in Hawaii that sails round trip out of Honolulu. And one of the promotions is a free pre-night stay, and that's at the Marriott Waikiki. And it's a beautiful hotel, and it's almost right across the street from the beach. But especially for us that live in Michigan, because I live here also, we always want to go in a day early. And going into Honolulu, hotels can be quite expensive.
They can.
So this promotion is a very, very rich value, and it gives you that peace of mind of going in early.
Peace of mind, and you get to adjust to time changes. You get to adjust to a longer flight. But I will tell you, anytime you have that opportunity to go to Hawaii, it's worth the flight, without a doubt.
Well, we've been, I'm sorry, Lisa, I've just been so excited about sharing my dreams with you. And then now you can share your dreams with the Travel Authority. Bonnie Pintozzi can make them a reality. That's what you do.
That is a reality, and we have a great partner with Norwegian Cruise Line.
And we're talking about dreams, not nightmares here.
No,
we're
talking
sure
about
nightmares
dreams that make it into the reality.
Yes, I love that. And Lisa Presley, you know, it's just been so great talking to you about Norwegian Cruise Line and what makes you special and what makes you different. For more information, you can go to ncl.com. But really, after our conversation about what happened with the airlines, Bonnie, get a travel agent, right?
Oh, get a travel agent. Come to the Travel Authority. You know, it's just, it's your peace of mind you need to.
Your peace of mind. Try to put a price tag on that. I don't know if you can.
It's priceless.
We're going to take a quick break. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
You bet.